From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Hawk. As Nigeria and Senegal are declared free of Ebola, Liberia's president says the virus has brought her country to a standstill. NPR's Afebia Quistarkton reports post-war gains are being wiped out and that Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea need massive investment to stabilize their fragile health systems.
In a passionate plea for all nations to help West Africa's Ebola zone, President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf says the entire world has a stake in preventing a catastrophe unfolding in Liberia and the region.
This disease respects no borders. It is the duty of all of us as global citizens to send a message that we will not leave millions of West Africans to fend for themselves against an enemy against whom they have no defense.
In an open letter broadcast on the BBC, President Johnson Sirleaf says the long-term cure for Ebola is to build up weak post-conflict health infrastructure. Afebia Quistarkton, NPR News, Dakar.
The Metropolitan Opera in New York featured protesters Monday night for the debut of The Death of Klinghoffer. The 1991 opera depicts the murder of Leon Klinghoffer, a disabled Jewish-American man who was killed by four Palestinian hijackers aboard the Achille Lauro cruise ship in the Mediterranean in 1985. New York's former mayor Rudy Giuliani was among those objecting to the opera.
A great deal of people's reactions are emotional, and if you had an occasion to listen to the opera, and if you have had an occasion to study the opera, as I have, you will see that the emotional context of the opera truly romanticizes the terrorists.
About 400 people stood behind barricades outside chanting "Shame on the Met." Other protesters were lined up in wheelchairs, wearing signs around their neck reading, "I am Leon Klinghoffer." The World Trade Organization has ruled that new country of origin labels on beef sold in the U.S. violate free trade rules. NPR's Dan Charles reports the ruling is a victory for Mexico and Canada.
Beef that's sold in the U.S. carries a label that tells consumers where that particular animal was born, raised, and slaughtered. Some cattle that are slaughtered in the U.S., however, were born or raised in Mexico or Canada. So meat packers have to keep track of those animals to label them properly. Farmers in Mexico and Canada say because of this paperwork burden, American buyers won't pay as much for their cattle. U.S. meat packers also have come out against the labeling rules. A compliance panel at the World Trade Organization has now sided with Mexico and Canada, ruling that the labels result in unfair discrimination against imported cattle. The U.S. could drop the labels, appeal the decision, or compensate Mexico and Canada for any harm they've suffered. Dan Charles, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Officials in Northern Virginia have announced three new felony charges against the man accused of kidnapping UVA student Hannah Graham. From member station WVTF, Sandy Hausman reports.
Jesse Matthew Jr. is now charged in connection with a sexual assault in Northern Virginia 9 years ago. Fairfax County Prosecutor Ray Morrow told reporters.
The three counts contained in the indictment are, number one, attempted capital murder. The second count is abduction with the intent to defile. The third count is sexual penetration with an object against the victim's will.
DNA was recovered in that case, and state police say they have evidence linking Matthew to a third crime, the murder of a Virginia Tech student in 2009. For NPR News, I'm Sandy Hausman.
The Russian government has been ruled out as sponsor of the August cyber attack on J.P. Morgan Chase & Company. The Reuters report quotes officials from the FBI and Secret Service who told a news conference at the Financial Services Roundtable in Washington that authorities believe the attack was the work of still unidentified cyber criminals. Experts at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration say Earth is on pace to tie or even break the mark for the hottest year on record. The latest global record was set in September, the hottest in 135 years of record keeping. The stock market turned in some modest gains on Monday. The Dow finished the day up 19 points. The S&P 500 gained 17 points, while the Nasdaq rose 57 points. IBM slumped over 7% after turning in disappointing third-quarter results. I'm Jim Hawk, NPR News in Washington.